Today's Indianola Spring Sports Spotlight features Macy Mays with the Indianola softball team as we talk about the end of last season, off-season preparation, going through the COVID-19 cancellation of spring sports and school, as well as the changes to this year's season.
All right, at the end of last season, whether you went to Fort Dodge or not, talk about what you kind of thought about Indianola softball coming in for this year.
I think that the opportunity was here for us with the players that we have. Most of us have actually been playing together since we were in 8U. And we've continued to play together to high school, and that's something that a lot of people don't get. But we were lucky enough and had the opportunity to compete together through our lives. And I think that, getting to state last year and not quite making it to where we wanted to be just makes this year all the more powerful for us and makes us want to compete even harder.
Awesome. Well, talk a little bit about the off-season work. I know that new facilities, a lot of new fun things coming here to Indianola, so talk about your off-season work.
This off-season was uniquely challenging because we had to go in with an entirely different mentality because we didn't know whether or not we would have the opportunity to even play. So being able and forcing yourself to do these workouts and to throw and to hit by yourself was uniquely challenging rather than doing some preseason workouts together and going up meeting with friends. You couldn't do that. We had to do it all by ourselves, which made it hard to motivate.
All right. Well, kind of talk about what happened with you when school was canceled, the spring sports season was canceled, and you weren't sure if there was going to be a softball season. How did you handle that?
When this pandemic hit, I was actually competing in track, and that ended up getting, we had one meet and then it got totally canceled. And now I had to look and see if I was going to have a softball season, which was challenging because I had already lost an entire season of my junior year of track. And then I might not get the opportunity to experience my junior year of softball. I felt like it was very difficult to motivate myself even with the coaches texting out stuff, because in order to get certain workouts and to get what I needed, I had to contact them first because there was a lot of rules about what they could send out and what they couldn't, which made it difficult. But it ended up pushing people who really wanted to compete and do better to take that extra step and initiative in order to get where they want to be.
Awesome. Well, any personal goals that you have for this season?
My personal goal for this season is to keep pushing through each practice, not just physically, but mentally, and keep aiming for our end goal, which is to be a better athlete, to be a better ball player, to be a better person. I think that it's really important, especially during these times, to represent Indianola and to represent what the world is going to look like in the future, because it is not clear right now, and it's just something that people need to look up and see.